Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Sunday Sanctuary. I'm your host, Minister Tracy McKelvin, and I'm here this morning to encourage you on your way to worship corporately with your friends, family, loved ones at church. So I'm here this morning to let you know that God has a plan for your life, and he intends that plan to come to full manifestation, but you've got to be a part of the plan as well. So this morning we're going to talk about helping each other along the way to achieve our destiny in God according to the plan he has designed for our lives. Our base scripture will always be Habakkuk 2:2, which tells us to write the vision and make it plain for our life concerning what God has for us so someone else can see it and run with it. And just as well as you're running with it, you need help. You need people along the way. We can never do this thing alone. And so we have to understand that the spirit of selfishness can't get into us, the spirit of pride can't get into us, and most of all, the spirit that lets us know that we have arrived can't get into us. That means temptation. Temptation will have you believing that you have arrived, just as well as the spirit of self-centeredness will have us believing that we have arrived, we don't need anybody's help, we got this thing, and we are a lone soldier. But the truth be told, we are not. So let's go into a word of prayer before I go into the scripture concerning we not arriving by ourselves, and we do not have this thing by ourselves. We need help along the way. Father to God, we just thank you and we glorify you this morning, for your word is true and it's written and grafted upon our hearts. So Father, we receive it on today. We receive your presence. We dwell in your presence on this morning, and we pray that this is a day that we can continually rejoice and be glad in it, for you have made it. Father, we strive for perfection in you, and we know that you are the lifter of our heads. So we thank you in advance for everything that has already been done, and we decree and declare now that we walk hereunto. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Now, the scripture we're going to come from this morning is Galatians 6:2, which reads, in the NIV version, it says, carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. If I go back a little bit, it will be Galatians 6:1-3. It says, brethren, even if anyone is caught in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, each one looking to yourself, so that you too will not be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and thereby fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. You know, we have a tendency when things are going right for us and the plan of God is working out in our lives, we have the tendency to think that we got this. We're better than others. They better get theirs. They better do like I did. They better work hard. They better struggle like I did. I lost everything. So now that God has given it back to me, I am not looking at nobody. I'm going to do me. Okay. Well, you do that. But listen, the word of God has already said that, brethren, even if anyone is caught in any trespass, meaning that if anyone is caught in anything wrong or has strayed along the way, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness. That's what the word of God says. You have to restore that person. You have to help them along the way. Am I saying that you have to empty out your pockets? No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that the plan of God tells us that we have written a vision and someone else has got to run with it. So that's assistance just as well. You are writing a plan and that you are inviting someone else in, or you're pulling someone else in to be just as successful as you are being. That means you cannot have pride, you can't be self-centered, and you cannot be selfish. Even the Word of God tells us in 1 Timothy 5 and 8, and this scripture here, it really nails put the nail in the head. It says, anyone who does not provide for their relatives, and especially for their own household, has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. So that lets you know that you are to assist, even your family, even your friends. You are to assist. The Word of God also tells us that in order to have friends, you have to show yourself friendly. It also says that a friend is one who will lay down their life for another friend, meaning that you'll put down your own agenda just so your friend can have or can be helped. So this is what help along the way means. Jesus counted it not robbery to come here and be here for 33 years assisting people. As a child, he began to assist us. So as a babe being born, that was the help that came for us. So we have to do exactly the same. He said we were supposed to do greater. So if he came, was born, and which we know he was, when he came, born, by being born, and walked this life, constantly leading us to the Father through his actions, through his deeds, through his the speaking of the word in our lives or to us, calling us out of our sin, going to the cross for us, for our sins. Then if he said we'd do greater, can you just imagine? Helping someone along the way. We, as I was saying, become self-centered when we think we have arrived. We turn our backs on people. We say our manners of things like, well, some people have to struggle different than others, or I'll pray for you. Okay, I said this just the other day to someone. If you know what God has said, then what's the point of praying? Why should you pray? The Bible tells us in Jeremiah 33:3 that when we pray, we're praying for concerning the things that we don't know, the things that have not been revealed to us just yet. And the Bible tells us also that sometimes we don't know what we ought to pray for. But the things that we do know, that we know where the answer is in the Word of God, why do we have to pray about those things? Why can't we just do what God said? If God said for you to be helpers one to another, which that is in the Word, if he said we're to be helpers one to another, then why is that an issue about helping? Why do we have to go pray and ask God about helping? I'm waiting on the answer. And why do we have to go against the grain? Why do we have, as the Word of God said, why do we have to kick against the prick? That's because flesh wants to rise up and be selfish and self-centered. So that's why we have to override our flesh. We have to be strong enough to stand and say, though I am tempted today to only dwell with me and deal with me, I am going to do what God says to do and make the vision plain for someone else. That's what we need to do. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 11, I will read it. It says, therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as, in fact, you are doing. Okay? 2 Corinthians 12 and 19 says, have you been thinking all along that we have been defending ourselves to you? We have been speaking in the sight of God as those in Christ. And everything we do, dear friends, is for your strengthening. That's what we're supposed to do. Strengthen one another. Jude 1 and 20, one of my favorite scriptures. But you, dear friends, by building yourself up in your most holy faith and praying in your spirit, that's the way you can help someone. Always building them up. Always teaching them to pray in their spirit. Why comfort yourself and edify one another even as you also do? That's what it says. That's why. Because you have to be built up on your most holy faith to exhort someone else unto righteousness, to do what God has called us to do. And we can't do that. We can't be executing the plan of God for our life when we can't share with someone else. So that's what I encourage you to do. I this week have just been just looking in my news feed on Facebook on how many people have left this earth at a young age. And I begin to weep and think about God, how many of them have I touched? Who have I spoken to? And how have I been assisted? Have I, been in, where did I miss the mark anywhere? That's what I ask God. Because I know I pray. I pray for everybody daily. I mean, I just don't, I call out names too. But I pray for people daily that God is revealed to them in such a way that they won't turn back to sin. And when I know that you can't physically touch someone every day, but you can touch through the word of God. You can touch in the spirit. Because this world is in such peril right now. We have become such a people that we only care about our four no more. We have allowed fear of the unknown and fear of evil to just send us into a place where we will not execute the plan of God for our lives and for the life of someone else. The Bible says also in Ecclesiastes 4:10, it says, if one person fails, the other can reach out and help, but someone who falls alone is in real trouble. So that lets you know this is a gang-related issue. We have to encompass ourselves about with each other and pull each other out of the hands of the enemy. We have to allow the word of God to speak to us at all times. Do not have a deaf ear. Do not have a hardened heart against one another. Even though you have been wronged by people, we have to do truly forgive. And that's in the plan of God, to forgive one another. Because he said if you can't forgive, he can't forgive you. It's so before us now that we have to run with the vision of God. He has written it down. He wrote his law down for us, the Ten Commandments. And I know I've heard so many of Christ has fulfilled them. Yeah, he has. But that doesn't mean that you don't fulfill them either. You have to do as he has done. You have to fulfill the law by obeying it. Yes, there will be mistakes, and that's the reason why he fulfilled the law, so that when we make a mistake, God is gracious and merciful to forgive us and allow us to start again. So I encourage you this morning to allow someone to start again. You extending a hand of grace and you extending a hand of mercy to them through Christ Jesus for them to be restored unto God. This means that you are a minister of reconciliation and it's on your hand to do that. Ecclesiastes 4:11 says, also if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? So you have a duty. You have a duty today to keep your brother or sister warm. And so I encourage you today to love as never before, to tell your family and friends that you love them, to tell them that you're willing to share the plan of God and you're willing to walk along with them, pulling them unto righteousness and giving them the benefit of knowing a God that is merciful and loving and caring and one that wants them to come to complete success. I love you on today. Worship him in spirit and in truth. Love your brother and sister in the Lord and love your family as well. I encourage you today to have a day full of worship and praise. For today, you have just spent time in Sunday sanctuary. Be blessed, be loving, and most of all, be his. Have a great day.